You ready?
Yeah, maybe we should cheers the glass that you have to my glass so it makes a dink.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, we're starting. Okay.
Yeah, we're starting.
On air button. Ignite.
You're not gonna say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about tool time. Let's talk about bum wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bum thugs in. Are they in harmony? Do-do. Help a snowman. Do-do.
Cheers!
Oh, I heard it. Well, these dink dink. Oh, that was good. That
sounded weird.
Happy episode 400.
Happy episode 400 to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
8 years, 7 years in the making.
Holy goodness. That's a long time to be listening.
Shut up. That would feel like forever if you were a listener.
Who do you think your longest listener is?
My brother?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that they listened to every single episode.
I think so, too.
I think his wife probably went back.
She's told me she's listened to repeat episodes.
Whoa.
I made some comment on one of the shows about, like, there's no one insane enough that they've listened to multiple listen-throughs. And she said, au contraire.
That's, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really nice. She's very supportive of you.
She's also supportive of you. I had requests for more Poonie and Pete.
Yes.
Now, I know you don't really keep up with the show necessarily.
I do sometimes.
After I got requests, because I did an episode after Poonie and Pete, which was sort of titled Old Man Pete Complains About Things.
Mm.
And then I got some feedback that more Poonie and Pete, less Old Man Pete complains about things. So then I did two full episodes of Old Man Pete complaining about things.
I think that serves as a good warning to other people. If you do requests, Pete might just do the opposite of your request.
And
just to spite you.
I'm doing both.
Yeah.
Because here you are.
Yes.
Rock us like a hurricane.
Yeah.
So here's the plan for this. I don't know if I fully went through the plan for the episode 400. I have 400 questions to answer.
Mm.
I actually have a little bit more than 400.
Of course you do.
But we're going to try and answer 400 questions over the course of hopefully not like 1,000 hours.
I'm imagining that when I get back from my thing this late afternoon, evening, you will still be going.
I'll be drunk. I'll be like,
sure, so good. I'll have my telephone, P.S. if okay. you find
so
yourself.
You can film me.
Yeah, getting too intoxicated.
Laying on the desk, puddle of vomit, dried, crusted.
Microphone on the floor, just like next to your head, and your head is just turned towards it, so it's still capturing.
And then you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, question 375. Should we start right with a question?
Yeah.
Some of these are sent by listeners. A lot. I had a lot sent in by listeners.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Not a lot of listeners sent in questions, but I had a lot of questioners sent in by
the few
people. But we're going to see Matt later today.
Yay.
We're going to see Ian, Alan, and Wilma later today, and you right now.
Woohoo!
So we're ready to get started. Are you ready?
Sure.
Should I play? There should be some kind of like...
Da-na-na,
yeah.
Because it's like a champion marathon.
This says game
music.
Start.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Okay. Dr. Mario would have been better. Oh, yes. Hell yes.
Okay. The start of, I don't know how, oh, dun, 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 that one?
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. So here I got it. I got a, well, okay. I should say the old man episode, I had some feedback about some of the stuff about Coachella.
Well, so yeah, because you don't know.
Yeah. This email started with just a couple things. You're right. That was totally a Mexican polka band at Coachella. I saw one Mexican news outlet described it as Los Tucanes play hipster music festival. So I was right.
Congratulations.
Fuck you, everyone else.
Again.
It's really a good start to this, like 10 hours. Yeah. Fuck you. Don't listen anymore. Yeah. All right. Here's the question. Should I tell my wife she makes me nervous when she drives? It's mostly that she just seems to follow too close to the car in front of us. Should I say something or am I good?
I feel like okay, so my parents are very different drivers. One of them is wacky, crazy, no turn signals,
wacky
speeds, makes me scared driving, especially in like adverse conditions.
I like the term wacky driving.
Well, I don't want to be me.
He's like wacky racers.
He'll never hear this. Yeah, and I have commented about that. And then, but I also, I don't know, I can be kind of bitchy to my parents. And then my other parent like stops real close to other people's bumpers and then like does that like inch forward thing. And I'm like, where are you going? You've got like 2 inches and you're going to hit them.
That just like subconscious, like I'm slowly moving forward and not realizing like, boy, you're getting awfully close to that car.
No, I think it's okay to mention because like either they're going to hurt themselves and you're worried about that, or like they're going to hurt someone else or like their property and then you're going to have to pay insurance deductible things, which is no good. And I feel like you and I, like you're a very safe and responsible driver.
I am pretty safe driver.
And I feel like I'm a pretty good driver, but there have been a couple times where you have commented about something that I've done. Like not, I don't know. It's been like minimal, but you've commented and I haven't like been mad at you.
Yeah. You're not like a scary driver.
No.
Okay. So you say yes.
I do. I think it's just like approach it delicately and like maybe talk about, you and I have talked about like the intent behind, like the reason I'm saying this is because I don't want you to get in an accident or like put it on like why, like you're not just being critical to be critical, you know?
Sure.
I think that matters.
I say the opposite.
Really?
Just because I think that no one will change their driving as an adult. And so all you're going to do is fight about it.
So, like, seatbelts when we were children were not as big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And then I learned about seatbelt safety in first grade. And I would steal my parents' keys because they didn't wear seat. Well, one of my parents didn't. And then they started wearing their seatbelt because I would only give them back when they put them on. And now they wear their seatbelts.
Well.
So
maybe an old dog can learn new tricks at driving.
I agree.
Okay.
With that.
All right. So, I've got a packet of questions here.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
How many pages is this?
I don't know, 40, 60.
Oh, jeez.
Did you have a place you wanted to start? Would have been helpful if I did page numbers.
It would have. I liked... Oh, shoot. Yeah, I don't know.
There were some job interview
Well, there's like numbers
questions.
In there.
There are... Some of them are weirdly numbered because it like goes back to one at some points. And
yeah.
It's complicated.
Number 63.
63.
It's only a couple pages and like maybe six.
I just want to take a look here.
See if your nightmare came true.
It's been 9 minutes and we've done one question.
Yeah.
So this should only take, what's 9 times 4? 36?
Well, this first one is real easy.
What is that?
I don't know. I can't do those math.
Sorry. What is it?
Number 63.
Three.
It's like page 6.
You can just start reading.
Okay. Is chocolate a candy?
Oh, okay. Is chocolate a candy? Is chocolate candy?
Chocolate is chocolate.
Yeah, it's
Sweets
true.
Is candy.
I think candy of candy is like
But I feel like M&Ms are candy. But like a Hershey's bar is not candy.
But M&Ms is the perfect example. Because what do they say M&Ms have? A candy shell.
Ooh.
And if there wasn't a candy outside, if chocolate was candy, having a candy shell would be like, so chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
So no, chocolate's not candy.
Cool. Agreed.
Boom.
Done. Quick. Okay. Is a grilled cheese still a grilled cheese if it has meat in it?
Now, I think these are questions that I took from Judge John Hodgman food things. I think there's even a few on the previous page. Oh, there's just one. Okay. Is a grilled cheese still a grilled cheese if it has meat in it?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
How much meat?
It needs to be a grilled cheese with add-ons. Like, it can't be, like, a ham and cheese sandwich, because that's equal parts ham and cheese. But, like, I've had grilled cheese with bacon in it.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like grilled cheese is, like, a process determined. So, if you put some bread and then some cheese, and then you're, like, cooking it to melt the cheese,
yeah,
then it's a grilled cheese,
I think your intent needs to be, I'm making a grilled cheese sandwich, and then... oh, some tomatoes and bacon in here sounds great too.
So if your intent is grilled cheese, even if the impact is meat sandwich, it's fine.
You all should have seen his reaction whenever I said intent.
Lit up.
Can pizza still be pizza without tomato sauce? Is this like when they have like white sauce? Because I think white that's gross.
Or like barbecue?
Mm.
Barbecue chicken pizza? That's, is that still pizza?
Oh, that's tough. Yes. But I think white sauce. It needs to be some sort of red sauce.
So you're counting barbecue as red?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
You've got your workaround?
My loophole.
You're like, well, I don't know. Who can say what a color really looks like to
I
anyone?
I also am just like, I can't eat white sauces, so I'm bitter about that anyway.
Oh, that's true.
So I want to knock them down as many as I can.
Fuck white sauce.
Uh-huh.
So what? So then a pizza is a pizza if it has a reddish sauce, if it's in the red family.
If it can stain your nice white shirt, then yes.
Okay.
It's a pizza.
That's fair enough. I would say, yeah, if pepperoni can go on it, then it's probably a pizza, right?
Sure.
Or a salad, in my case.
Oh, yeah, you do. That's weird.
So is a if I put red sauce on a salad, would it be a pepper? Would
no,
it be a pizza?
You have to have like a crust and everything. And cheese, melted cheese, red sauce, and crust.
Yeah. I think the crust is the big, like a crust and then a stuff on top of it. That seems to be the essentials of pizza to me.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza is kind of like an open face pizza sandwich, really. And then a calzone is a pizza sandwich.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. 66, is there a significant material difference between a taco and a tostada?
I was just clarifying with you if a tostada was a flat taco, and you said yes.
I believe that's correct.
And I believe if you describe something, like I think if I asked a restaurant that served tostadas, what is a tostada? I think they would say a flat taco.
Yeah.
And then I say, no, there's no material difference.
So is there any food other than that where it's like the shape of the food makes it a different food?
Oh, that is a good question.
Like if you got a burrito and it was open face, it would still be a burrito, right?
Well, you have the inside out burritos.
I do eat an inside out chicken burrito, which is basically all the components of a chicken burrito cut
up. It's like a taco salad burrito.
Yeah. Well, it's really just the exact things that would be in the burrito cut up.
I think that's a good question, though. Like, is there another, like, equivalent to this?
I can't think of one
right
either. Off the top of my head.
I'm sure, like, question 260 you'll come up with.
I'll be like, oh, God damn it. It was a fucking Polish sausage.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that then, yes, there's a difference.
You think there is a difference?
Yeah, the shape.
Well,
if I ordered a taco.
Significant material difference.
If I ordered a taco and it showed up flat, I'd be like, what the
fuck
is this?
Oh, I'd be upset. I agree. Yeah. But as far as like difference in the material and like how it's made, I think it's shape only.
Well, also, my understanding of a tostada, that's going to be a, you know, crunchy corn tortilla.
Yeah, and tacos can
be
soft shell.
Tacos could
be
multiple. Yeah, it could be soft, could be hard.
Dumb American style.
But if you had, okay, but that makes it even more complicated. Because if a tostada could be, let's say, a flour shell,
mm-hmm.
it could be soft. If it shows up flat, is it a taco or a tostada? There's no difference.
No, because tostadas have to be crunchy.
I think so, too.
They do, I'm telling you.
Okay, so that's...
We had tostadas at a retreat one time made by folks where like this was part of their culture.
Now, let me ask you this. Why does the tostada exist?
Also, it's pretty
good.
Also, I
think tostada usually has refried beans.
Yes, it was delicious.
And that taco doesn't necessarily.
Because that makes things stick and it doesn't fall off. I learned this because I was like, how do I make a tostada? I'm a white girl. I don't know nothing.
But can't we just throw refried beans in a taco? And isn't a taco much easier to eat than a tostada?
Oh, totally agree. Because tostada, you like get the stuff on top on your nose, much like a cupcake, unless you do it cupcake sandwich style.
Yeah. And also, it's like you crunch into it, it shatters the surface, and then stuff goes everywhere.
It's a little challenging to eat.
I don't like it.
I agree. If I had the choice between the two, because tacos are just easier to eat.
Yeah.
And you can put the same stuff on them.
Ooh, 67. Is cooking an art form?
I feel like cooking is science. And I know sometimes these can, like, science and art can be the same. And I just feel like I just watched Julie and Julia like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who tried to cook her way through Julia Child's cookbook.
You know what? I agree with you because I think like if you think about cooking, if you follow a recipe to the letter and you repeat the moves and the things that someone else did, you can reasonably expect the same result.
I do think baking is art, though.
That seems like more science than cooking to me.
Yes, but the, like, okay, so you, like, make the product, but then, like, presentation, I think, is art. Because, like, Great British Bake Show, okay. I mean, some of the, like, decorative stuff, and I feel like with traditional cooking, like, there's not a whole lot of decorative. I mean, plating, whatever, but I don't think plating makes things art.
But then, couldn't you say that, like, anything could be art? Because, for example, painting a car, if you're just mm-hmm. painting it one flat color, I wouldn't say is an art. It's just a skill.
I agree.
But if you were painting flames and shit on it, then it's artistic. But art
is subjective, too.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think that, like, the conversations about art always get sidetracked because, A, we think of art as, is it difficult or not? And that's not necessarily what defines art. And B, everyone's like, LeBron James is like an artist. And I'm like,
No,
I don't think sports are arts.
I agree.
And like, I think they're hard. I don't think I could do it. I think some people are very good at it and some people are not good at it. But I don't, what's the point of art if anything is an art?
Yeah.
All right. Done. Should we go back one?
Nope. We should go to 68. When's the last time your dick has gotten direct sunlight?
You can answer first if you want.
Never. I am curious about your answer.
I'm trying to think if my dick has ever gotten direct sunlight.
You don't count light because your bathroom has a window. So if you're naked.
No, because it's through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's not like... I think I have to be outdoors.
Camping, yeah. If you had to like pee?
I'm sure I've peed outdoors in the daylight at some point.
Raft trips,
maybe. I see, usually on the raft trip, my dick is under the water, submerged. So it's
and
like...
And there's porta potties.
Yeah, and I
you did go pee in the woods with me, though, because I had never gone pee in
I
the woods.
I did do that.
I'm excited to do that again.
I'm going to pee in the woods, guys.
I was excited. Well, yeah, and then it was kind of like, that was just whatever.
It's not all it's cracked up to be, is it?
Well, ladies get the short end of the stick because we have none sticks usually.
No stick.
Do you want to go back to just 68. Complete the set?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Ooh, Peter's being anal retentive right now.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Why?
It's a hot dog. It's a hot dog.
I agree.
I think we were talking about like the use of language and like that being an indicator of like what's okay and not. Because we were saying like if you go into a room and say, hey, you guys, like that's fine. But if you say, hey, you gals, and it's a mixed gendered group, that people would react like, wait, what? And so I think that that's like a cue of language.
Mm.
And talking about like inclusive language. But like if I said, I would like a hot dog sandwich, please, I think everyone in the world would be like, a what?
And again, if you said, I'd like a sandwich and someone brought you a hot dog. Or if you were like, I think I want a sandwich for lunch. And I was like, so hot dog? You'd be like, why are you being difficult?
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to say no to you. I mean, I know it has the component parts of a sandwich to an extent. But here's the other thing. A hot dog is basically always a tubular meat, right? A tube meat, as my boss calls it.
Yeah.
It could be different things. Like it could be different, you know, pork or beef or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I also, go ahead.
You no, go.
Well, I feel like, okay, so sandwiches to me, it means like bread on the bottom, some stuff in the middle, bread on the top. And mm-hmm. I know hoagies are like hot dogs and have like the connective side, mm-hmm. but like your like bread is on top. Like that's the thing that your top teeth yep. bite into.
Right.
And hot dog, your top, like your teeth are going to touch hot dog and then.
Yes.
Side buns. And are there any other sandwiches that are like structured like a hot dog where it's...
No.
So I think that that's one of the answers.
No, there's none that you would like... That would be like if you got a sub and turned it sideways.
Right.
And bit into the opening.
Right.
Do you remember at Subway when they used to, they'd get the roll out instead of just cutting a slit, they cut like a triangle out of the top.
Never.
And then they filled it and then put the triangle of bread back on top.
No.
So that way it wasn't like loaded sideways. Do you know what I'm saying? So like all the lettuce is on the left, then whatever you get next is on the next to left.
Yeah.
But this way it's evenly layered. So as you eat it,
you get
going
everything.
Along, you get everything in every bite.
Mm-mm.
That's when Subway used to mean something. God damn it. Okay, so we're just saying no. That was an easy
one. Agreed. No.
Okay. Do you want to go to these interview questions?
Yeah.
Fast company interview questions. Are you more of a hunter or a gatherer?
I feel like I'm a both.
Well, okay.
I know. Well, my two immediate things are like, well, I hunt because I like look for kitties everywhere that we go.
Oh my God. We saw this dopey cat sitting in like a little drainage area.
Yeah.
In sort of a just a strip mall, I guess I'd call it.
Yeah. I figured out what we should name him. Mm. Martin.
Why?
I don't know. Just like
what did I call him? Like Stuart the sewer cat or something?
I do like Stuart though. But like a man, like middle-aged man name. Yeah. Al. Stewart.
Yeah, he was just sitting at the bottom of this sort of like ditch
where,
drainage
like, birds
area.
Hang out. Yeah. He's just like overseeing bird activity.
Yeah, and watching the Dairy Queen drive through.
Yeah. So in that way, I'm a hunter. I'm a gatherer. I think I just like, I don't know, I like pick at things.
Hmm. Hmm.
I don't, like collect things and I don't know. Maybe gatherer ultimately. What are you?
Boy, I don't... You said, I think I'm both, and I was like, ugh, and I'm like, I don't really think I'm either.
Well, I'll just be it for both of us.
I think I'm a trapper. I just sit around and wait for stuff to come to me.
Oh, okay.
And then I just am like, that's fine. I'll just make do with that.
Just deal with it.
Yeah.
Whatever rolls my way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why? Boy, do I hate that question.
Well, you would be like a shade in between gray and black.
Yeah.
A new gray shade.
Neon gray.
Oh, God. Yes.
Yes. Sometimes called silver incorrectly.
So funny. I don't know. I'd be like a yellow pink.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm bright and happy most of the time.
Because you're happy, crap nope. along if you
it
feel.
Sounded like you said crap along.
I did, because that's the song I sing in my head sometimes when I have to take a dump. I say, crap along if you feel like crappiness is the poop.
Oh, I wanted you to say, because Peter, your last name, has to poop.
Because Peter D has to poop.
Yes.
We finish the interview and you step outside the office and find a lottery ticket that wins $10 million. What would you do? I think I've answered this question on this show before.
What was your answer?
Oh, I would. Well, they're asking me this in a job interview. I feel like this is a terribly manipulative question in a job interview because it's like, well, obviously they don't want you to say, I would probably leave, cash in the ticket, and as soon as it was in the bank, I would probably never contact you again. I would just probably fucking ghost you guys because who gives a fuck? But I'm pretty sure that's not what they want to hear. So in a job interview, I feel like you'd have to make up some lie about like, well, this would adjust my life plans. But I think I'm still interested in doing this because it's meaningful work to me. So maybe I'd want to do it on a more part-time basis or something like that. However, I think this is still the way I'm looking to go in life, regardless of monetary
status.
Lottery tickets. Yeah.
I forgot that these were company things. So if I can go back, I would never tell a company that I'm a hunter of cats because I want to be their friend.
Yeah.
But
like,
with this
okay
one,
creep.
No, I think that this question though goes back to like some of our fundamental differences in how we view work, because mm-hmm. that would not finding a $10 million lottery ticket, I would still work because I do like my job and my line of work.
Mm.
And I feel like Well, when I read this, I feel like it's more of like a test of honesty. Like, do you turn it into the police?
Because
you didn't buy it.
That.
No, I would keep it too. Well, I think I would do this with any lottery ticket, but with this one especially, I think I'd be more intentional about where I donated some of the money.
Mm.
Like, would probably donate it to like wherever the city or wherever it was that I found it, or like nonprofits in that area. Because like, well, I just found this on the street.
Yeah.
Like, kind of want to better the neighborhood where I found it, or like give back to them in some way because they gave me $10 million.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's a question that's asking you about like, it's kind of like a weird way of saying like, why are you interested in this job? And it's like, that question makes me crazy because in my mind, I can't help but think, well, I mean, I have to have a job to live. This one seems like more tolerable than some of the other jobs I've had, and
like fast that's food. It.
Yeah. Well, I worked at a McDonald's and a Walmart before. This is better than that,
mm-hmm.
in terms of money and just general purpose. Tolerability. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you go?
What do you think about when you're alone in your car?
I talk to myself in the car a lot.
When you're driving or when you're just sitting there?
Yeah, I'm driving.
What do you say? What kind of conversations do you have?
I'll talk out like things that I'm writing or things that I'm going to talk about on a podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's what I usually do.
Like outline it?
Yeah, I just kind of start talking about it and just see what happens.
So by the time that you record, you've already had some of your conversations before?
Sort of. I mean, and they usually aren't very linear, and like, not that this is a very linear show.
What?
But they're just kind of all over the place.
Hmm.
But it's like, I guess I would say I sort out thoughts about things that I'm going to do.
Okay.
What do you think about?
Usually the radio is happening. Sometimes I talk back to the radio.
Oh, shut up!
Yep. I do. Sometimes I like look at nature and I think about the mountains, how nice they are. Sometimes I get mad and I wish that I had Taylor Swift's new album to play.
Like, why hasn't this come out yet?
Yep. And then I debate whether I should just buy the new single and then I'll own it twice, or what should I
have? You've been debating this for like 3 weeks now.
Well, that's how long it took me to buy the sweatshirt that she had.
That's true. This was like a huge long debate of like, I want to get this sweatshirt. Should I buy it or not? And I was like, sure. And she's like, I don't know. You're just like, I'm going to think about it. And it's not like Cassie's a...
You keep saying, yep, twice.
Wait. I can't tell if that says 20 or 28.
We're looking, so...
29.
Pete can go back.
I need this back.
And edit out my name that he said 30. Instead of Poonmaster Flex.
You're not like hard up for money. It's just
oh
like,
no,
you just overthink
make good
it.
Decisions.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what if I just buy some T-shirt I don't need, and then you can buy the one you don't need.
And that's what happened. Then, yeah. Where's yours?
I don't know. It's shipped. Okay. It's not here though.
Mine's here.
That must be nice.
Trying to flatten my tummy so I can look good in T-Swift crop tops.
See, that's the thing, because the race is still on. Because hers is a crop top. So she's like, I'm going to be more fitness before I wear this. So yeah. I'm like, well, I still got time then. Because
yeah.
Mine's out of the box ready. All right.
Because Pete's so fit.
Are you going to just... Okay. Thanks.
What's your favorite 90s jam? Oh, I know this answer.
I mean, I have a few. Unfortunately, my Ignition Remix answer is... I don't know if that's 90s.
That was
2000s. Okay, so there it is, probably.
Really?
That's a jam, right? What would you say my favorite 90s jam is?
Now it's like gone out of my head, but the one that you sing all the time.
Tag team. Back
yes,
again.
That one.
That's Womp, There It Is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does go into that. But okay, I was right.
You were right. What's yours? We put together a... 90s, 2000s
we
jam.
Did.
I found out I can't listen to Outkast before bed because then I stay up all night replaying the songs in my brain.
Yeah. Mine's an NSYNC song, but now I'm spacing on what it is.
Tell me why.
No. Is that NSYNC or is that Backstreet Boys?
I Want It That Way. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's Backstreet Boys.
Let's see. Bye Bye Bye. That's NSYNC.
No, that's not the one.
It's one of those kind of songs, though.
Yeah.
And it's not I Want It That Way.
That's Backstreet Boys.
Oh, it's an NSYNC.
It's NSYNC.
I think I only know one NSYNC song.
I don't know why it's not in my head right now, but it's an NSYNC song. I did hear Britney Spears on the radio last week and got really excited.
We had a meeting where we were learning how to use a new piece of technology and someone was playing Toxic very loud over the speakers. And I was like,
that's 2000s, I think.
I don't mind this, but at 8:15 a.m. at work, I'm just like, pass. I don't need it.
I also like some Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's true. If you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be?
Oh, come on, cat. They get to sleep all day and get their tummies pet if they want to and eat.
Yeah, that's probably, they probably have the best lives.
Sunbathing. Right?
Cat or dog.
Yeah.
But
cats probably more because they're always inside.
I might choose something like a whale. So it'd just be different. Hopefully someone wouldn't kill me for my horn or whatever they kill whales for.
Blubber?
Sure.
I don't know what they kill whales for.
With that waxy, that earwax they have.
Oh, yeah. That's valuable.
What's that stuff called?
I don't remember.
Ambergris. Oh. Ambergris?
Yeah. Blech. Yuck. What was the last gift you gave someone?
I gave my mom the gift of my company on Mother's Day. And figured out the day after Mother's Day what I should have got her.
Which you'll save for birthday.
Her birthday. So hopefully I'll start working on it soon.
You will need to start working on it soon. Maybe like June.
Yeah. June is soon. Because
her birthday is end of August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the last gift you got someone?
One of your friends really likes Dolly Parton. Mm. And I cross-stitched them a Dolly Parton with her, and then it said, it's a good thing I was born a girl, otherwise I'd be a drag queen, with some glittery thread, which your friend really liked.
It was good. Pretty she awesome. Added a cleavage line, too, because there was none in the design,
no, and that come seemed on.
Conspicuously absent.
Also, she did not have enough makeup, so I gave her some, like, glitzy red eyeshadow.
Yeah for
Dolly.
Understanding the spirit of the quote, the pattern was not quite adequate.
No.
What were you like in high school?
Fat nerd.
Oh. Fat nerd.
That's it. That's my answer.
Thin nerd is my Woo-hoo! Answer. We could have been a great comedy duo in high school.
Sounds great.
Except it wouldn't have worked because when you were in high school, I was like 20 years old.
Yeah.
So that would have been gross.
Yeah.
Nothing funny about that.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you watched on TV and why did you choose to watch it?
Does this count? Does Netflix count in movies?
I mean, sure.
Okay. Well, if it's TV, like a TV show, I rewatched some British Bake Show because I just wanted it on in the background of doing other things.
Yeah.
And I've seen it before and it's calming and nice.
You don't have to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
I watched King Kong Skull Island.
Just a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Well, no, I watched it last night.
Oh, right. Well, that's just only a few hours ago.
That's true. It wasn't good.
Except there's someone in it who was probably amazing.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah.
He was great. Everyone
else
was
shit. I totally believe you.
John C. Reilly was good.
Oh, he's in that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I decided I need to start a movie review series. And the theme of my review is not like thumbs up or stars or whatever. It's how many minutes should have been cut out of this movie.
Oh, I like this.
And the higher the number of minutes, it's obviously a worse movie.
Yes.
This should have had an hour cut out of it. Because I think it was about 2:15, maybe.
I was going to say, you've got to like take into account because some movies are ridiculously long.
Yeah. But I mean, but even if it's long, if it's really good, I'm not like dying to get over it, dying to get through it. Like, Rampage, I was like, 45 minutes.
But that's what I'm
saying.
Would
have made it great.
Like, that movie in comparison to King Kong, you probably liked overall better.
I did.
But King Kong seemed like it was longer.
Oh, so fucking
long. So then if you're cutting out 45 minutes of Rampage and an hour of King Kong, that makes them seem like pretty comparable as far as quality.
Maybe.
So I think you got to do like percentage of minutes cut out. Maybe an hour and a half.
I mean, it was long. And there was like a bunch of half-assed like character development that I was like, don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
There was a guy in that movie who I recognized from Black Mirror.
Oh.
And he obviously had like a British accent in Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And in this, he was supposed to be like an army guy with like a southern accent. It was fucking bad. I don't even usually notice that shit. And I was like, oof.
If I'm picking up on this, this must be extra terrible.
Yeah. And I was like, well, they just let Tom Hiddleston talk regular. Can't they just like, I just don't give a fuck about that. Like, instead, it's more distracting to have some guy trying to be like, well, y'all, we gotta whatever. And I'm like, no. Or can you give this guy some like Rosetta Stone or something of like a southern person so it's like he can kind of do it? It's just, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Everything about that movie was bad except for a couple sequences.
Tearing Up My Heart. That's the NSYNC song. I have been trying. I'm sorry. That's the song. It's so good.
Got any advice for your previous boss?
I'm honest. I mean, they'll never listen to this, but there's someone that I think that they could maybe be a little more direct with.
Mm.
Maybe tell them, like, hey, maybe, like, change up how you're doing stuff, because can't just be doing things the way that they've been done for several decade years.
I mean, I can just be direct with my last boss and say, it's you. It's not everyone else. It's you.
Yeah.
Like when you go to your third job in a row where they're like, quote unquote, hassling you because you've been taking sick time and whatever, and like you're never at work and no one knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then they fire you, but you think they have it in for you. No, it's because you're not doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
At work.
No, I liked my last boss. I think that they maybe could have spread more of like their responsibilities because they had a lot of things. And maybe let go of some of them and let other people help.
Let it go.
No.
Let it
snow. No.
Tell me something about your last job other than money that would have inspired you to keep working there.
You moving.
That would be a good one. Mine would be if people stopped vomiting in the building where I work.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say about my current job because last job's not even. Would I stay working at Walmart? No. What would inspire me to work there? I don't know. What's the funniest thing that happened to you recently?
Oh, well, I was present for a funny thing that happened to you.
Okay.
You were at work and we were talking about how I watched a Met Gala.
I'm going to count this for both of
us. Okay, can I tell the story?
Sure.
So we're at Peter's work and we're talking about the Met Gala and which recently happened. And then Netflix had a documentary about the like production of a previous Met Gala that I watched. And Peter was just like, you can watch that on your own.
Correct.
Turned out at the most recent Met Gala, Kanye West was wearing a Dickies jacket, which Peter also owns.
And frequently wears.
And then was really upset because he was like, oh, is everyone going to buy this now? And it's going to be expensive for me. And so then we were talking about this in front of Peter's boss. And then the topic changed for a minute. And then Peter comes back and is like, well, it's good that you have like a fashionable person that works here. And Charlene was like, Cassie, you?
Yeah.
I was so confused.
When I was like, I'm calling myself fashionable and saying I was fashionable. And then she's like, wait, you?
Yeah.
And she was, here's what made it terrible. She was being 100% genuine. Because she was just lost the thread of what we were talking about because I was calling myself fashionable.
Well, and you had complimented on some new shoes that I had
yeah.
and were like, aren't these cute? And then I had previously worked at the same place.
Yes.
And so she was like, well, Cassie doesn't work here anymore. So is he talking about himself?
Surely he's not talking about himself. So I'm going to go with the most likely possibility here.
So
God
funny.
Damn it. I was mad too, because yeah, sure enough, like we looked and like the Google searches for that jacket had gone way up.
Yeah.
And I was like, motherfucker, this is why influencers are ruining everything.
Don't you hate them too, Kim and Kanye? Blech. What did you want to be when you grow up?
Truck driver. Because when I was like 15 and I worked at McDonald's, all I cared about was having a job where I didn't have a boss who was like right next to me all the time.
Yeah, I think right next to you is like keyword because they have bosses sometimes.
Oh, God. Working in that fast food, it's like the boss is like all over you all the time. Mm. And I was like, fuck this. So I was like, well, I guess if you're in a truck, your boss is probably in another state and on the phone. Now it would probably be ruined because it's like cell phones and I'm sure they track you via satellite, like how you're GPS. Doing and stuff. Yeah. So you can't just be like, I'm just going to stay in town for like a day and then wake up at 1 a.m. and get on speed and just drive across the entire country.
Yeah, no. I wanted to be a teacher and then a marine biologist and then an interior designer.
Does every girl want to be a marine biologist or a vet at some point?
I don't know. No, my friends didn't want to be.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What did they want to be?
Teachers.
Ugh. That's even worse.
I happened to go to, well, two teaching colleges.
That's true.
Undergrad and grad school. Pretend you're our CEO.
You skipped a question.
Oh, whoops.
Although it's a dumb one. Let's skip it.
Okay.
Because I already read one.
Oh, that is dumb.
Yeah.
Pretend you're our CEO. So like CEO of our relationship.
Let's say you're CEO of Helpful Snowman LLC.
What three concerns about the firm's future keep you up at night?
Yeah. What three concerns about the firm's future keep you up at night?
Am I answering first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you have to answer, right?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, man. What three concerns? I think outreach. Like, who's your audience? How many people are listening and subscribing and Patreoning?
Is this outreach or unpopularity?
No, I don't want to call it. content? Like, what are you going to talk about? Okay. Not like a worry, just like a, what am I going to talk about?
That's what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then guest hosts, when is Taylor Swift going to catch wind of this and come to our house to be a co-host?
That shouldn't keep you up at night because I know the answer to it. Never.
It's going to happen.
She's not coming.
You don't know.
Taylor Swift, if you're out there, I would be happy to have you on the show. But
I think bring Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin Button.
Your cats. About to cry.
Poonmaster Flex is a magic.
Oh, god damn it. 43:56.
It'll be good when I'm off up here.
Okay, what three things keep me up at night about it? It used to keep me up at night about, like, what if the wrong people discover this? Like, what if somebody at my work gets all pissy about it or something? But that doesn't bother me anymore. Because I don't care, and also
I don't talk about work as much.
I don't talk about work, and also I just feel like I don't know. People shouldn't have to be
filter themselves. In
yeah,
their private
when they're
life.
Not at work and like not representing their work and not using work resources.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know. I just think people should be allowed to do shit. So I would take that stance. That's one.
Ooh.
I don't know if it keeps me up at night. I don't know if I worry about it.
What worried you initially when you started up?
How to work everything. How to work. I mean, I guess I've spent some nights like figuring out how to do things in WordPress or whatever. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with this? Or what happened to this audio file that I'm sure is on this SD card and has mysteriously disappeared? Or there was that time I lost an SD card.
Oh, no.
And lost an episode.
Oh,
it's
no.
Still lost.
Oh, no.
I recorded another episode of me looking for the lost episode.
That sounds so fascinating.
It was like Indiana Jones.
Oh, it was?
But just in a studio apartment looking for something.
Oh, he lost it in the studio?
As far as I know.
In the studio. Get it?
Also, it was like Indiana Jones in a studio apartment, and also I wasn't looking for an ancient artifact that someone else put there. I was looking for something I lost. So, I don't know, technical issues, let me just put it that way. And then maybe, I don't know, is the lawnmower noise really loud in the background right now?
I know, I hear it too.
Because it's distracting me right now. If I were to hire you for this job, let's say co-host, and I granted you 3 promises with regard to working here, what would they be?
Taylor Swift would come on the show.
Okay. And then you'd be like, I'm in. You wouldn't be like, well, this guy's probably full of shit.
We get Kitty soundboard.
Mm.
And then okay. Poonie and Pete remix of Helpful Snowman intro happens. And it's not just, oh yeah, but more.
Is this a loop button?
Does it make it just all the Yeah, that's what I would want.
If you don't get this job, what's your backup plan? If you don't get the co-host job?
To continue working at my current job and take some more of my free time to cross-stitch.
My exact current plan is your plan if you weren't permanent co-host?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you now I'd be crushed and take me months to recover.
That's more like it. I don't know, sulk for 10 minutes at least.
What inspires you?
Nothing.
Shut up.
I don't know. I think I'm inspired by people who make things that are interesting to them. And I think I'm especially inspired by people who seem to not care what other people think about what they make and do. Not like people who are aggressively...
Just like they have whatever. Confidence in their own self and what they're doing with their life.
Yeah, and they're just... I was writing a column about this writer, and he said in an interview something like, you know, I don't make things to be liked personally. And he was also like, it's the guy, he made the movie Bone Tomahawk, and he's like, look, when you make a movie and it's called Bone Tomahawk, 60% of the people who go to see it will love it, 20% will find it repulsive and hate it, and 20% will be bored. And I was like, so he's like, of the people who go, which isn't a ton, just over half will really like it, and the rest will not. And he's just like, that's just what it is. And I was like, that's a good outlook, I think.
Yeah.
And I like that he's got the outlook of, I want to make the thing that I want to make. I don't want to change what I want to make in order to please other people. So I find that inspiring. Teach me something I don't know in the next 5 minutes.
Do you know how to do this? Damn it. It's that trick where you stick your finger in your mouth and you flick it out. I just taught him.
Do you know how I could teach you how to make... Do you know how to make this sound?
How do you make that sound?
You need to put it on a soundboard and push play.
Oh, I thought that you were going to show me how you could do it with your own voice.
Nope.
I was going to go do it today.
Do you want to give it a try?
No.
Okay. Thanks for thinking about it. What are you known for?
Cats.
What do you work toward in your free time?
No, I want to know what are you known for?
Oh, I don't know. That would be a better question for anyone but me, wouldn't it? I just had a job interview and they asked me like, basically like, what is your reputation, good and bad? Like, what's the sort of good side and the bad side? And I was like, that's a dumb question, because shouldn't you ask somebody else that question? Isn't that why I fucking put references on here? So you could ask that question.
That shows self-awareness, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't like... I don't like interview questions.
That's part of what I do for a living, so...
I know. What's my big reputation?
Do you think that she'll hear that and sue you?
Oh God. I'm gonna call fair use on that. It's a small portion, and I don't think it's gonna affect your sales.
No.
I don't think people will be like, cool, I'm gonna clip that part of this audio and just listen to that. Where you said big reputation and then bleh, bleh, bleh. It would be like suing Andy from The Office for singing your song and be like,
what do you work towards in your free time?
This. I mean.
And other things.
And writing.
Yeah, there you go.
Stuff and making things, but lots of different garbage. Lots of different content garbage.
I think it's content the garbage.
King of shovelware,
except for that Contra.
You don't like that Contra book?
I don't.
Have you ever read like the one review of it on Amazon?
Didn't they say it was like hilarious and great?
No,
they did not. That was another one though.
Yeah. Do the next question. I'll look it up.
Okay. What's the most interesting thing about you that we wouldn't learn from your resume alone?
Yeah.
Oh, am I answering?
Yeah.
What's the most interesting thing? Oh, I like to travel, and I've been to 48 of the 50 states, and we'll go to the other two by the end of the year. And I don't think that you could learn that from my resume.
Okay, so the book is called Contra, Wads of Power, because it's Worlds of Power was the book series that they did about Nintendo books.
So Wads.
And then, so it's Contra with two N's, colon, Wads of Power, colon, an erotic adventure. Pretty obvious what's going on here. So I have one review that says, where's the sex? Skip to the end if you want the sexy time, 5 stars. This one is 1 star, get this off the store. WTF, WTF, WTF. If you are reading this comment, you are the most screwed up person ever. I can't believe anyone would write such a useless piece of crap. I was looking to see if anyone preserved the Nintendo Power magazines, and this piece of excrement comes up.
Excrement?
Screw the person who wrote this book. What the crap?
Yeah, not a fan.
Now, I did as a test. I was like, I just put into, you know, Amazon. I put Nintendo Power. And I had to scrolled through like 50 pages of results
before yours
didn't even come across it. So I'm like, I don't know what this fucking idiot was searching in Amazon in order to get there, because it's like you hit things like Sudoku, mind sharpening puzzles, AC adapter for Nintendo Switch, another AC adapter, and then you see a bunch of Nintendo Powers, which you could buy for like $1. Power Up, How Japanese Video Games Gave the World an Extra Life. I read that book. 3 stars. See, here's a Mega Man 2 Worlds of Power book. Jesus Christ. $236? Nintendo Power, MP3 Music. I mean, Nintendo Mints. At this point, aren't you like, I don't think I'm getting what I'm looking for. Like, I don't think this is what... Like, Leps World 2, which is like some shit game. Headset, backpack, dock sock sleeve cover for Nintendo Switch.
Can we go on to the next question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Sorry.
I think it may be this person's fault. I think there may be user error involved here.
That's like a motto at my office right now.
User error?
Yeah. How would you rate your memory?
Fucking out of 10? 0. I have a terrible memory. Like, I have to write things down because I don't remember to talk about them.
I think I'm like a 7.
You're pretty good. You're good. You remember things and punish people.
What?
Just kidding.
I do sometimes. That's true. If you woke up and had 2,000 unread emails and could only answer 300 of them, how would you choose which ones to answer? This is actually a question that was asked of a student like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, I only have time to answer I can only answer 300.
Of 2,000.
So I guess I could like look through them. Well, okay, first I'd sort them by thread, right? Because I'd be like, there's probably a bunch of threads in here if there's 3,000 emails. And some of the threads I could probably eliminate down to the most recent email.
Right. Or if you're CC'd on something.
Yeah.
Someone was like, anything my boss sent, that would be a priority.
I would probably, yeah, just anything that was, all right, I'm going to answer this honestly, not like a job interview. I would look at who sent it and then just delete a bunch. Because there's some people who send me emails who I'm like, this is not something I need.
That happens with my dad, who literally does get like that many emails in a day.
I would also immediately delete any threads where I was exactly CC'd mm-hmm. on something and didn't need to be. We have this thing at my work. I don't know if all offices do this, but like, for example, someone on a team I work on got a new job. And so someone was like, hey, heads up, this person's leaving your team because they're going to this new job. So that's a necessary email. Everybody else will reply all and be like, congratulations on your new job. Congrats. Because
right.
they want everyone to know
that they're acknowledging,
yes. it. And I'm like, motherfuckers, just email the person. You don't need to get the credit for congratulating someone on their new job. That's dumb. And also that makes me not respect people. I also had someone who replied all because we got an email that's like, here's a training thing. So go through this training thing. Replied the entire branch where I work and said, I can't open the links. And it was like, do we all need this? I don't know if we all need this.
That's like, there was an email that went out at one of my parents' places of work, which is like a large international company. And they got invited for a new product launch, which was like a very big deal. And America would care about it. But then a bunch of people who weren't supposed to get the email got the email and then were responding because they weren't actually invited to like this webinar launch thing. But then they all thought they were because they got this email on an accident. And then somebody was like, I like mustard or no, yeah. I like mayonnaise on my hot dog.
Well, this was after an email from a boss type person who was like
a VP.
Everybody. Stop.
Yes.
Like, let's
so funny.
Calm this down to the people who need it. And then someone's like, I like mustard on my hot dog.
I think it was like, mayonnaise. I think it was like monstrous.
Yeah.
I want to answer this next one. Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That's dumb.
I was thinking yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Oh, I would say Sunday, Monday,
Tuesday.
First,
second, third.
Right?
Yeah.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
There's many ways to do that.
Yours is best. Yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Estimate how many windows are in New York.
4 billion.
I think if I was asked this in an interview, I would be like, no. Like, why? There's no point. We know there's a ton. If you're talking about we're going to deploy some new window-based product, I think you'll probably be successful. I think there are enough windows to support that. However, if you're like... You just want me to do some like weird mental acrobatics? Like, I'm not going to waste my time doing
mental
that.
Mental acrobatics. I like that.
That's a silly thing to do. Describe the color yellow to somebody who's blind.
I was just talking about this. I feel like, okay, so even if you're blind, you can feel when like the sun hits your face.
Mm.
So like that feeling of like warmth and like just happiness, like whenever something like really funny and fun happens and you just like your stomach hurts and you're crying a little because it's just so funny and fun. That's yellow to me.
I would be like, imagine you're eating fresh cornbread. That's the closest it gets. That's the most yellow thing I can think of. Or pee.
Oh, gross.
If you were to get rid of one state in the United States, which would it be and why?
I didn't answer this morning when we were talking about this question. I really hate Arkansas. I've driven through all of the states almost, and Arkansas and North Dakota are pretty awful.
Arkansas, but the prettiest girl that ever I saw stood on the banks of the Arkansas.
I bet the Arkansas River goes into Louisiana and Missouri, so we
and
could
probably
just
maybe Alabama.
Mix it. Oklahoma is also not that great. Texas is hot and big.
I have to say, at one time... So there was a Lucero show they used to do a lot in Arkansas, in Little Rock. And mm-hmm. I thought about going out
there.
One time. There's not a lot in Little Rock.
No. Eureka Springs is pretty.
I just think I want some of these shitty states to stick around because I'm like, maybe this is Peter's future. Like, maybe Peter will be able to save some money and then retire at a reasonable age if he, like, moves to Arkansas.
I like that you're saying this is Peter's future and not Pete and Pooney's future, because there's no way in hell
that's not happening.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, maybe Alabama is my future.
I would consider Alabama. Although I did tell you that my dad knew somebody who there was, I think that there was shade from the trees on their grass, and the grass had dew, and it hadn't, because it was like humidity. Like, that's how humid and hot it was, is the grass had produced dew.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. Pretty terrible.
I don't know. I think I could deal with it.
You've been given an elephant, and you can't give it away or sell it. What do you do with your elephant?
Holy fuck.
I ride it to Target by our house. I would use it as, like, a water slide / like water fountain for summer fun.
Help you clean all the windows in New York.
Yeah.
Blast it with its trunk.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, okay, maybe I'd sell elephant fertilizer if their shit is good fertilizer.
That it's good.
I have no idea.
Like sheep manure.
I don't know, but nobody else knows either. So ooh, I think I'm at an advantage there. Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to somehow commoditize the elephant, because I don't think I could manage to keep an elephant without commoditizing it in some way.
Yeah, how much do they eat?
It's got to be a fuck ton.
What do elephants eat? Peanuts. Grass?
Peanuts, duh.
Shut up. What?
It must be some kind of vegetation. Hay? Yeah. Dead wildebeests.
I don't think that.
They trample them,
nice.
And then like... eat them.
No, they'll
they have sharp teeth
and
inside
lions.
In their mouths. It's like five
that's
rows
their
back
is.
Of sharp teeth. I don't know. I think they're probably herbivores, right?
Probably.
They have those flat teeth. So yeah, I don't know. You'd have to find something to do with it. I mean, what do you do to make an elephant happy?
Pet it and tell it it's pretty.
You're pretty.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I could make an elephant happy.
I'm going to ask you this next question, but you've got, like, a two-minute cap to answer, because I think that you could go on for days.
Okay.
Who would win a fight between Spider-Man and Batman?
Spider-Man. No question.
But you had to answer and justify.
Well, I think the only reason this question comes up frequently, or, like, okay, let's look at Superman v. Batman.
Worst movie. By the way,
terrible movie and a terrible concept, because everyone wants to say that Batman and Superman could have a decent fight, but the truth is Superman could just like grab Batman by the leg and throw him into the fucking sun.
Doesn't he have laser eyes too?
He has laser eyes, he has freezy breath, he's faster than anything. Like, Batman has no chance against Superman. Like, no chance. The only reason that this is a thing is because people like Batman better than Superman. So they want to think that, so that somehow transfers into him being able to beat up Superman in some way.
Mm.
It's all bullshit. Mm. There's no fucking way. The only way that Superman could defeat, or Batman could defeat Superman, is basically if he somehow shot him with a kryptonite bullet from like 50 miles away and just right in his brain. That would be the only way. Also, I think Spider-Man could beat up Batman. Many of the feats of strength we've seen Spider-Man do are way beyond superhuman. For example, in one of the issues in the late 600s, Spider-Man gets on an airplane that is going to crash because its landing gear has been disabled, and serves as the front landing gear on a plane. So the amount of pure strength that would take, I don't think that Batman could compete with that in any way. Because I think if Batman kicked Spider-Man in the stomach, it would just break his foot. So I think Batman's pretty fucked.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm not the expert here, so I'm just going to defer to you. How would you convince someone to do something they didn't want to do?
I'd be like, I do stuff I don't want to do all day, every day at work, so this is your thing to do that you don't want to do.
Like someone vomited on the carpet.
Someone puked. Someone's got to clean it up, and it's your turn.
That's real convincing.
I think the mistake is trying to convince someone to do something they don't want to do. It's
the
like
convincing
just
of
compel
it.
Them. Sometimes I think there's a difference between convincing someone and their compliance. And sometimes I want someone to be convinced and be on board with the whole idea. And sometimes I just want them to do the thing that I want them to do.
Yeah, I think it depends on what the task is.
Yeah, and like sometimes there's a task that needs to get done at work and I'm sort of like, I'm not going to try and convince you that this is fun. It just needs to be done. And you're up. The end.
The end.
Sorry. Done. A penguin walks through the door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say and why is he here?
Party time, episode 400! And then he breaks out some maracas.
There you go. Why does he have a sombrero?
I don't know, because he passed... Wait, where are penguins from? Antarctica?
Yeah.
So he passed through Central and South America on his way up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he picked it up
Stop
on the
questioning
way.
The penguin's motives and where he got his attire. He had many travels and this was really meaningful to him, the sombrero.
Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think this next set is not very applicable.
Not for you. Should we go back to the beginning?
Sure.
It's a good place to start.
The beginning.
Yeah.
I want a new car so bad. What should I do?
Clarify. Okay, I have a problem, I know. I have a 2017 Ford Escape base model. Nothing wrong with it. I got it 2 years ago, and it barely has 21,000 miles. But I see fancy cars, newer cars, and financially I'm making bank compared to 2 years ago. I really want to trade, but I know it's bad as my loan was terrible, and I financed basically $30,000 for a car worth then only $18,000, and I still owe $15,000, and now it's worth $10,000. Please advice. I'm going to just say, whoever this person is, you make terrible financial decisions.
If you're making bank, just pay off the loan and be done with it.
Also, a two-year-old car, you don't need a new car.
No, agreed.
That's 21,000 miles.
Agreed.
Poonmaster Flex once asked me a wise question, which was like, is your car for transportation or status?
Mm-hmm.
Your car is for transportation, especially if you are, what, $15,000 in debt. And you're $5,000 underwater in terms of your car's value.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's not about status anymore.
No.
Because really, if you're driving a 2017 Ford Escape that you still owe $15,000 for somehow, you're driving way above your status already.
Well, they said they're making bank, like...
compared to 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So who knows? I moved from McDonald's to KFC.
KFC has really short wait times, I learned.
Do they?
Yeah, drive-through wait times. McDonald's isn't as impressive.
Huh.
Which was surprising.
How did you learn this?
I subscribed to a newsletter that has quizzes, and that was one of them. Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, BK, Taco Bell. It was really interesting. I got it all wrong. I thought Dunkin' Donuts would be super fast, but no.
Yeah, all this shit's already ready.
That's what
it?
I thought.
But no?
No, not the fastest.
Speaking of, what's your favorite McDonald's food? I just want to get recommendations because I feel like I get the same thing every time I go there.
Well, moving to and from Portland, McDonald's was like what I survived on.
True.
On the trips.
Yeah.
And I just like a kid's chicken nugget with some fries and a Dr. Pepper.
I like the cheeseburger or the double. Those are my go-tos. I don't like to get fancy. I don't think I need like a Big Mac or whatever.
Oh my gosh. This next question.
Question 3. Did the wrong side win World War II?
No. Do you want to talk about the book that you have right now?
I did that on the previous podcast.
Oh, okay.
But that's not saying that the wrong side won. It's saying that we inaccurately reported that the Allies won. And in fact, they did not. I'm trying to think of a way in which you could frame it that perhaps the wrong side won, but I'm struggling quite a bit.
Where'd you find this question?
Yahoo. bunch of these are Yahoo answers.
Did someone like jump on this person who asked?
I usually don't read the answers because they're usually terrible.
I have something to tell you later.
Okay.
About Tony Robbins, and people did jump in on the comments, and it was fascinating.
Oh, Tony Robbins, is he in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How do I fly to Pluto?
Hook up with Superman. He'll take you there.
Yeah, do it. And when you get there and you're a skeleton, because your flesh all burned off and then you starved of oxygen.
Does it burn or does it freeze?
I think you'd burn as you were passing through the... If you were going at Superman speed. Don't you think... Okay, if Superman picked you up and was flying with you... Like, imagine
my
you're strapped
eyeball
to the front of a jet.
Skin would just sink off my face.
Your clothes would tear off. And then, like, your skin would rip off.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything... Your bones would be broken.
I'm an answer.
Then you'd get there. For the next question. How can I make a potato tasty?
Butter! My friend had a friend named Jacob Mo Butter. And he was like, Mo Butter for your biscuit. And that was his thing.
That was his, like, name catchphrase.
Yeah, like, how, Mo Butter, like, my last name and then how you spell it.
Yeah.
And his was Mo Butter, like, Mo Butter for your biscuit. And was, no, like, an early teen, like, yeah, 14.
He's like, I already got my lines down.
Is that what this is asking? Like, potatoes are delicious.
I like a baked potato with barbecue sauce.
Mmm, that sounds good.
It's good. Are Barry Sanders and Bernie Sanders related?
Who's Barry Sanders?
Bernie Sanders wishes. Barry Sanders? From the Detroit
sports?
Lions?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's are the Detroit Lions?
I think he was
Lions
a running
football?
Back, I'm pretty sure. Greatest of all time.
Football?
Football.
Okay.
He's amazing. Bernie Sanders fucking wishes he was related to Barry Sanders. That's the answer to that.
What do you think Bernie Sanders' fans wish? And Barry Sanders?
I think Bernie Sanders' fans don't know who Barry Sanders is. Because they're a bunch of nerds. And they're like, was he the one on NPR talking about different types of oatmeal?
Does your mom know who Barry Sanders?
There's no fucking way.
She likes Bernie, right?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Well, she did. I don't know. I don't know if things have changed.
Yeah, since...
She did before. She was a Bernie bro. What is wrong with the world?
We're killing the planet. If you want to go down, like, hippie lane with me, we can do it, but we're polluting everything.
Well, maybe this question is saying, though, like, what's wrong with the world that it can't just, like, heal itself?
Oh.
Get over it.
Humans exist. Well, the Industrial Revolution happened.
The Earth is huge. We're tiny.
There's a billion of us. Well, several.
How many ants do you think you could defeat? Do you think you could defeat a billion ants? I think I could.
A billion?
Yeah.
Should we start keeping tallies of how many ants, Peter?
Should I take walks and just smash as many ants smash, as I can? Smash, smash. One time, me and my friend tried to dig up an ant hill when we were kids.
How'd that go?
We got bitten a lot.
Wait, with your hands? Not like with a little shovel or something?
I think we had like a shovel or something. Well, here's what happens. Like, if you start digging up an anthill,
they all come
they
out to fight you.
They get very agitated. Yeah, and they come out to fight you. We were trying to sort of encase them under... There were pieces of a broken bottle nearby. So we were using the glass to sort of trap them because we weren't just smushing them. But... When you start digging up an anthill, they start, like, crawling up your pant legs and, like, getting all over your body. And they're in your hair. And, like...
Which friend was this?
Eric Youngman.
Okay.
They're very tenacious. And it's, like, not... I don't think they were close to killing us, but it's not a pleasant experience. Like, if you're just a couple of kids who you're like, let's see what's at the bottom of an anthill... You lose interest real quick.
Yeah.
From the bites.
They go for forever.
Yes. Is Trump speaking in code intentionally provoking white nationalists to violence?
I think he knows what he's doing.
I think he is just dumb. I think this question for me was about, like, I want everyone in the world to decide, is he dumb or not dumb? Because either he's dumb and doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, or he's a secret genius.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voting dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty firmly in the dumb camp, And I don't think you can secretly signal white nationalists if you're super dumb.
But I think he knows what he says, like, is inciting, like, is provocative.
I think so, too. But I don't think he knows, like, I think he's just shotgun approach. He's just like, I'll just provoke anybody.
Okay.
I don't care who or I don't care why.
That's, yep.
I'm just, like, going to say a million things and just piss people off. I think a spider got in my stuff when I moved cross country. Do you think a spider has any concept of distance that it knows how far it came only to be smashed?
I don't know. I kind of hope so.
I don't know.
I hope it's like, oh, I made this great journey across America and then sees a shoe coming. It's like, oh no.
I came all this way.
And got so far. And in the end, it didn't even matter. Oh, that song fits so perfectly.
That's the song is the answer to that question. Since no aliens have visited Earth, can we conclude interstellar travel is impossible?
No, I think that they know we're going to destroy Earth on our own and they're just waiting.
I always think, like, if they're super advanced, wouldn't messing with us be like...
It's too easy.
Yeah. Although this is an argument people make because, like, they wouldn't mess with us because we're so beneath them. But if we went to, like, another planet and found a race of super unintelligent apes, don't you think we would, like, bring some back or something? We'd be all over that shit. It would be the most interesting find ever.
Yeah, I'm just like, because I feel like humans are pretty curious. So I wonder if, like, are other... like,
they just don't give a
shit,
maybe.
If there's other races, like, do they have the same kind of curiosity that we do?
Yeah.
And, like... desire to know more.
Yeah, like, is there another race out there, but they're just like, they haven't even left their planet because they're like, eh, why?
Yeah, maybe they got bigger issues. Like, maybe they're a world of Trumps.
Okay.
How are we going to eliminate ourselves?
Why are Scorpio men so mysterious?
I don't even know what a Scorpio... Wait.
I'm a Scorpio.
Are you a Scorpio?
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Why am I so mysterious?
What does Scorpio mean?
It's like a sign.
No, I know that it's an astrological sign, but like,
oh, I don't know.
Do you know anything about what your sign is?
Things I've read seem like they're saying vaguely that I'm kind of a dickhead.
I think you're really private.
Yeah.
Like about your thoughts and stuff. I think you keep those pretty private, and what you do in your free time is like, you're a mystery to me a lot of the time. I don't know what you do.
I mean, yeah. Am I mysterious or just stupid?
No, not you're not stupid.
Okay. I have to...
Who's your next guest
Wicked
here?
P.
Oh, okay.
And he's probably going to be here. You should pick out a question that looks good to you.
Vamp? Yeah.
You can.
To vamp?
Find a question.
Oh, my God.
And talk as you do so.
Oh, there's so many that I'm skimming that are... one that's horrible that's on here because apparently Yahoo... Answers readers are monsters. Is it abuse when a parent burns their 17-year-old daughter's hand to teach her a lesson? And I think yes. I don't know under what context or circumstance like you would think that that's okay to do. Pete and I were talking about like spanking and if we decided to have children and like what our thoughts on spanking were. And I think I was only spanked once. And learned my lesson real quick. And then he said no, not into spanking, and that also he wasn't spanked except for maybe one time. And it was because he thought it was funny as a child to stand on the sidewalk and then run out into the street and then, like, found it very amusing how adults would just, like, freak out and that spanking would maybe, like, solidify like this is not okay, this is dangerous versus like a verbal like yelling at or like trying to talk and like rationalize with a toddler why running into the street is not okay. But like burning and like literally scarring your child, not just emotional scarring but like actual physical scars, I don't think that's okay. Do you agree that burning your kid's hand to teach them a lesson, and 17-year-old kid's hand to teach them a lesson.
Went right to the next question.
Yeah.
Is it abuse when a parent burns their 17-year-old daughter's hands to teach her a lesson? Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah. I talked about how we talked about spanking and how you, I think you said you were spanked because you would run out into the street and thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, I was spanked under the philosophy of, like, if you have to make a small child stop doing something because it's dangerous for them, and, like,
right, that you
can't really communicate
spanking
with, like, a three-year-old about, yeah, like, this is why this will end your life.
Right.
And, like,
like, me hitting you feels like it might end your life, yeah, but, like, a car will.
And I don't really want to hit you to make you stop doing this, but, like,
yeah,
I desperately need you to stop doing this. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's monstrous.
I mean, especially a 17-year-old, that makes it a little weird.
I mean, they could get...
Sure, if they're five and you want to heat up the stove and put their hand on it for just a second.
No.
No?
No! Are you serious?
No.
Good.
I'm pretty sure burning your kids in any way is probably a little bit abusive. If not
a lot of it.
Abusive.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think the least abusive way to burn your kid. You know what it would be? To be like, let's say you had a patio like we have, and you punished your kid by putting them in timeout on the patio for like 7 hours in the sun, and then they got sunburned, and you'd be like, maybe you'll think twice. I would think twice.
Okay. What would have happened if Adam and Eve had accidentally burned down the tree of knowledge and killed the serpent by mistake?
So I guess this means they wouldn't have eaten the apple.
Did you know that someone said apple, but before that someone said apple, that it was fruit for like ever? And then since that one person said apple, it's been an apple.
So it's been fruit.
It was never
originally.
Yeah, because it was never described in the Bible what it was, what kind of fruit it was. I taught you something new instead of the mouth popping thing.
I guess so.
Haha.
I don't know if it's a skill.
I don't care. It's knowledge.
I don't care.
Drop some knowledge bombs on you.
Whoa. That's what this show's all about.
Knowledge.
What
would have happened?
I don't fucking know. They would have eaten roasted snake.
I feel like... Okay, so the snake was the devil. He can't really die, right? Like, he could just come back. I think everything would have just happened.
Well, it said they killed the serpent by mistake.
But it's the, like, God can't die.
Or can he?
I don't think he can.
Oh, okay.
And I don't really think the devil, well, I guess God could fight the devil, but I don't think man is capable of killing the devil. I think that God would have just been like, oh, it's cool, you guys. I get it was an accident. Here's a new tree. And it, like, sprouts immediately.
And just everything else
and then everything,
the same.
Yeah. It's like Final Destination. Like, yes, if it didn't get you that time, he'll get you another.
So fate.
Yeah.
You have a belief in fate.
No, I actually don't.
Well, in terms of theology.
I think things happen for a reason, but I don't think that there's like this predestined, like you're going to hit all these checkpoints.
Hmm. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. Who's your celebrity crush?
Tom Hiddleston.
That was quick.
And Taylor Swift, if I have to pick a girl.
You could go on a date with one of the two.
Oh, Taylor Swift. I want to hang out with her and become best friends.
You see a lasting future there.
Yeah.
Mm.
What about you? You have none.
I don't really have one.
What about bro? Bro-friend? Date, man?
Celebrity bro, yeah, that I'd like to hang out, yeah, with? Jesus Christ. I don't know if anyone I like is, like, fun to hang out with.
You like all the people from Tom Steve, Dave.
Yeah, but like, if you hung out with Walt.
Oh, Walt is not the person I would pick. Q.
Q. Q would be fun.
Yeah.
To hang out with.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd go on a celebrity date. Can I go with Brian and Q?
You have to pick one like I picked one.
All right, then Q.
I agree.
But I think Brian would be very fun too. Brian would be very fun to sit around and like make fun of people with.
I would be worried if you went with Brian that he was going to show you drugs.
Oh. Because one time he let a lady shoot up heroin in his hotel room just to watch what happened.
Didn't know that happened.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But now I'm much more.
I think I told you that one time.
You probably did. Just and lots of crazy stuff.
What can I do with my degree in women's and gender studies, preferably something with good pay?
Go work in higher ed.
I was going to say teach classes in women's and gender studies. Or like write articles for like a Vulture or something.
You could probably do consulting for like equity pay in corporations.
Write a bunch of articles about like the pay gap. And
you can tell that you're mocking them.
I am.
Not so subtly.
Yeah. How much is there to learn
about gender and women's
and gender studies? And let me ask,
I don't know what the course content is in those.
Either. Let me ask you this question as well. Why is there no men's studies?
Because men dominate the world.
So studying anything is basically men's studies?
There's no white studies. There's ethnic studies.
But I would think, okay, so men's studies would exist just because it's like, well, if everything's so patriarchal, wouldn't there have been men's studies before women's studies?
I think it's because in the society we live, it was constructed by white Christian men. And that's why, because like we're raised in that. And so then this is like, we'll look at like these other peoples whose voices didn't like shape and form whatever.
He thinks he's here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to just say last thing. I think, well, if higher education's the answer to the world's ills, maybe what we should do then is add men's studies. And people can find out what masculinity really is about.
Pete's being controversial.
Maybe it's
right
not
now.
About what people think it's about. All right. We're gonna take a brief break and we'll be right back with more on episode 400.
Bye everybody.
No? 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 That's not a song, that's just a noise. You're not gonna say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony?